Welcome to the VK7 Regional News for the 14th of January 2018. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whisky India and read today by Justin, VK7 Tango Whisky. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.570 MHz by Gary, VK7 JGD, 7140 MHz by Ross, VK7 ALH, 14130 MHz by Peter, VK7 TPE, and 28525 MHz by Tony, VK7 VKT. And this broadcast is also repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RTC in the south and VK7 RAA in the north. And we start today with ACMA news. Interference wipes out national broadcaster in Ulverston. Around the 9th of December 2017, Andrew VK7XR advised that something was interfering with ABC 91.7 FM, which is transmitted from Mount Barrow. However, the interference was only in the township of Ulverston. Andrew drives along the coast numerous times a day through his employment and noticed the interference only occurred in the main township of Ulverston. Eric, VK7EV, had a listen and confirmed that a carrier and no audio was completely wiping out or severely degrading ABC-FM throughout the township. Eric decided that someone else would fix it, but after 3 days and the interference still in the town 24/7, curiosity got the better of Eric. He took a 5-element 2-metre beam, the smallest directional antenna not on a mast, and took bearings around Ulverston. This may have caused some of the locals to think that Eric had completely lost it. The signal was located as coming from a transmitter at a religious facility, Elpon Transmitter. It was transmitting a strong carrier on 91.7 MHz, and the transmitter was not at its registered operating location, and definitely not on 88 MHz. Eric took down a few details and submitted an interference report to the ACMA. Due to Christmas, nothing was heard from the ACMA. However, in early January, ACMA Inspector and Field Technical Officer Compliance and Field Operations Tony called to confirm details and ask Eric for more information, including pictures of the transmitting antenna. Tony advised that he had been in touch with the operator of the Elpon station, advising them to switch off the transmitter until it was repaired, and to send the ACMA updated license location details. Tony asked Eric to confirm the interference had indeed gone, and that was confirmed. Eric comments that this is another justification to his children for having all these radios and antennas, and people he spoke with who listened to ABC just thought their radios were faulty or changed to another ABC-FM frequency. And that's 73s from Eric, VK7EV. And we move to Northwest News. The Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group and Meeting Notice. The next meeting of NWTR and TVG is scheduled for Saturday, February the 3rd, 2018. This will be a club's AGM, followed by a bi-monthly general meeting. The venue will be the Lions Club Facility Showgrounds, Flora Street, West Ulverston. All executive positions will fall vacant at the AGM, so it is suggested members give this some serious consideration and maybe consider themselves or alternatively nominate a club friend for one of those 5 positions. The appropriate nomination forms for executive have been mailed or posted to all members, and member subscriptions are now due. Members are also advised that membership subscriptions for 2018 are now due as of the 1st of January 2018. The appropriate reminder has been forwarded by email or post to all members recently, including a renewal form for 2018. Members are asked to return the renewal form along with the appropriate payment to the club membership officer at their earliest convenience. Thank you to those members who have now renewed their membership for 2018. And that's 73s until next time from Tony, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, the news officer of NWTR and TVG. And we move to Northern News, the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club. Here we are at the end of the second week of 2018, and at this point in time, no news has been advised to your Northern reporter. Let's hope things improve in that regard in coming weeks. As the news is penned late on Friday afternoon, we will provide you with a report next week at our January barbecue meeting and our special speaker in Hayden, VK7 Hotel Hotel's presentation on voting and simulcast repeaters using VK Link. 2018 membership fees. Just a friendly reminder to those who haven't yet renewed, their 2018 membership is due. Your membership is for 2017 expired on the 31st of December and your name now appears on the membership register as an unfinancial member. It will remain as such on the register until renewed or up until 30th of June, when your name must be removed if your annual subscriptions remain unpaid at that date. In the interim, a reminder that Intark's 2018 membership fees are $30 for a full voting member and $5 for each additional family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. As all listeners must be aware, the replacement of aging legacy equipment along with ongoing care and maintenance of our repeater system does not come cheap. For you to be able to continue to enjoy this aspect of your hobby and for Intark to continue to provide this great network, we need your support. If you are not a member of Intark, please consider joining, and if you have been a member in the past but have let your membership lapse for any reason, then please consider rejoining. In either case, an application form can be found on our website, or just pop into the club rooms on Monday or Friday during the coffee hour to collect an application. You will be made most welcome. If club memberships are not your cup of tea, then we fully understand. In those circumstances, perhaps you might care to make a donation to our repeater fund rather than pay a yearly subscription. If so, we would be happy to receive your contribution either in person or at a club meeting or coffee morning, or by post PO Box 275 Launceston 27250. And any donation will be gladly accepted. All donations will be officially receipted and noted against the repeater fund. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast and WIA 2018 call books. Thank you to those who have paid for and collected their call book. A friendly reminder to those who have their name on the reserve list, if you could please contact our treasurer Andre at treasurer@intark.net to arrange payment and collection this year, so due solely to the increasing cost to Intark. The price payable is $35. Intark would like to extend birthday wishes to all members that age another year in the month of January. We won't embarrass you by listing all the members concerned, but then again, if the current dearth of any other news continues, we might need to review that situation. Coming events: Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of Intark will take place on Wednesday, the 14th of February, at the Intark Clubrooms, Rochelle Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochelle, commencing at 7:30 p.m. Business at the AGM will consist of confirmation of the minutes of the 2017 AGM, then reception and consideration of reports from the committee, including the Treasurer's reports and reports from the various managers and coordinators. This will be followed by an election of office bearers and committee people for 2018. The meeting will then consider any items of special business for which a requisite notice has been received by the closing date, all current office holders and committee positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee members are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary along with the signatures of the nominator seconder and that of the member nominated. Appointments will also be required for the position of internal auditor and public officer. Please note that for your convenience, there is a nomination form available from the Intark website, and the forms can be found at the club rooms, and please ensure that the completed nomination form is returned to the secretary by close of business on the 8th of February 2018 at the following address: the Secretary, Intark Inc, PO Box 275 Launceston, TAS 7250. And members are again reminded that they need to have paid their 2018 renewal subscriptions before the meeting commences at 7:30 p.m. to be able to vote at the AGM. And similarly, they will need to have paid their 2018 subscriptions before they can be nominated or nominate or second someone for the office, as only financial members can exercise those privileges. The AGM will be followed by the February General Meeting. Coffee mornings. A reminder that our twice weekly coffee sessions are held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through till about noon or longer if members wish to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, and at the moment we have no cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company cake and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email the secretary at ntark.net. And as always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochelie. And that's 73s from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the secretary of NTARC Inc. And we move to Southern News, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Inc., an annual general meeting, save the date. The Reist AGM and barbecue will be held in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms on Friday the 18th, 2018, from 11 a.m. and will be followed by a BYO barbecue lunch. See you there. 2018 subscriptions due. We're now 2 weeks into 2018 and your membership has expired. Subscriptions remain at $35 for the year and is great value for money, helping the club to pay running costs and to bring members new benefits and activities. Things purchased with your funds in 2017 included a new first aid kit, new chairs for the club rooms, and a new club repeater, and as always, repeater licensing. We can now accept payments via credit card. Either pay online or if you wish to pay at the club rooms, we now have a credit card reader machine accepting all major credit cards. And please find the secretary or treasurer at the club rooms who will gladly assist in the membership renewal. Alternatively, you can only pay via credit card online at the Reist website. For any membership renewal inquiries, please contact Scott by emailing secretary@reist.asn.au. And that's 73s from Ben, VK7BEN, the Reist President. An experimenter's night, another huge night of experimentation last Wednesday night. And it was great to see Ken, VK7DY, drop in. We had Tom, VK7NTK, fixing the IRLP SD card problem we've been having with the broadcast controller on the node. There is a problem that can occur with SD cards where they effectively go read-only. This is not so much of a problem when the IRLP node is running all of the time, as most of the operating system and applications are held in memory. However, if there's a power outage or a reset, it effectively goes back in time to the configuration when the SD card was programmed. Bit like snapshots on virtual machines if you're an IT geek, hi. Problem is now fixed, thanks Tom. A newcomer to the club, Nigel, came along with a radio he wanted tested, which we were able to help out with and prove that there was an intermittent transmit problem that Nigel went home to see if he could find. Trent, VK7HRS, brought along his FT897, complete with a matching LDG tuner, which is mounted on the side in a very neat portable package. Thanks, Trent. Rex, VK7MO, came along with a DC to 600 meg power meter from China that is actually more linear than his Boonton thermocouple power meter down in the lower power levels. Very cool, thanks Rex. And Justin, VK7TW, got his ZoomSpot up and going now that he has login sorted, and it was happily connecting to the various networks and outputting traffic on the DMR 505 and 5057 talk channels. Thanks to Martin, VK7MA, for the explanation on what we were actually configuring and hearing. And a reminder that this Wednesday night is an experimenter's night, and we will be continuing with some satellite hunting if there are some suitable passes, and playing digital modes, and there are some projects in the wind. So, if you are interested in some amateur radio experimentation, playing radios, or just having a coffee and chat, we'd love to see you there from 7:30 p.m. on a Wednesday night in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. And see you there. Keep an eye on the Reist Tas Facebook page events for details. And that's 73s from yours truly, Justin. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. And we move to technology news. Telstra joins Launceston's Smart City Redevelopment, unveils National Narrowband IoT Network. Telstra has been brought into the redevelopment of Launceston as a smart city, with a new government partnership centred around the Internet of Things or IoT adoption. The telco said today it had entered into a smart city partnership with the Tasmanian state government, the federal government, several local councils and the University of Tasmania to develop and trial new IoT solutions and drive the uptake of IoT in Launceston. Under the agreement, the IoT lab will be established in Launceston and Telstra will support the creation of a Tasmanian agricultural technology startup accelerator, it said in a statement. Speaking to IT News from the annual Consumer Electronics Show CES in Las Vegas, Telstra's CEO Andy Penn said the carrier's involvement would contribute to the state's wider bid to revitalise Launceston. The state government got a major redevelopment happening in Launceston, he said. This is very much part of an overall project and they've come to us to help them really do that development in a very digitally enabled way. Launceston is currently the subject of a 5-year plan spanning 2017 to 2022 to make it one of Australia's most livable and innovative regional cities. It has $7.5 million in federal funding for the smart city push, as well as contributions from the state and elsewhere. On the IoT front, the city is already home to a community-based open-access LoRaWAN network, which covers a 25-kilometre swathe of the area. The low-power wireless network was initially targeted at powering sensors to measure such things as water level, temperature, moisture, movement, and to be used to remotely control equipment. However, it appears Telstra will use its own low-power wireless network for its IoT engagements in the city. In addition to announcing the Smart City Partnership, Telstra said today it had switched on a narrowband IoT or NB-IoT network in major capital and regional cities around Australia. Telstra's Chief Operations Officer Robin Denholm said the NB-IoT network would open opportunities to connect millions of new devices, sending small volumes of data at very low power levels over Telstra's mobile network. Penn did not give away much about where Telstra will initially focus its efforts in Launceston. He said the city was looking at the obvious areas for smart technology, which he said included smart metering, traffic management and waste management. That's one of the things we're working with them at the moment, is to provide them with core infrastructure platform and then help them think through what are the business cases and where they can prioritise those investments, Penn said. The next phase will be building that into the overall city redevelopment project, which is at a relatively early stage. Denholm believed that the Launceston partnership could be replicated elsewhere in Australia. It's a good example of what can happen when the connectivity is there. The ecosystem starts to happen and then the partnerships with some of the regional governments happens as well, she said. The other part of this is an incubator strategy to encourage local entrepreneurs to work through developing new devices that can be used on the network and in real use cases with the government in Launceston. Penn said that after years of talk, IoT is finally approaching realisation. He cited that this year's CES event where large numbers of consumer-based IoT devices were on display. It's been talked about conceptually for a long time, but you're really starting to see it bring together some significant applications and use cases, he said. A lot of the stuff is going to be superficial and ultimately not very practical, but the underlying technical innovation that's driving it is going to be pretty significant. And that was written by Rye Crozier and sourced from the IT News Web eZine. And technology news. The aluminium iron batteries retain 92% of capacity after 250,000 charge cycles. The AIBs, or aluminium iron batteries, offer some significant advantages over established battery technology. They use cheap, non-combustible materials and high-capacity aluminium anodes based on a 3-electron redox properties. Until recently, the batteries have suffered from poor cathodic performance, which limits the battery's capacity, maximum current and the number of charge cycles. They offer poor performance compared to lithium-ion and supercaps. A Chinese research team, however, has succeeded in making significant improvements to AIB technology. The team led by Gao Chu at the ZJU's Power of Polymer Science has developed a 3H3C, or a tri-high tri-continuous design, to produce an ideal graphene film cathode with excellent electrochemical properties. An arrangement of graphene liquid crystals results in a highly oriented structure. A process of high temperature annealing under gas pressure produces a high quality and high channeling graphene structure. This 3H3C design creates an aluminium graphene battery, or ALGB, which has impressive properties. Firstly, it achieves an enormous number of cycles. After 250,000 charger cycles, the battery capacity only drops to 91.7% of its original value. In addition, it offers a high current capacity. An operating temperature range from -40 to 120 degrees C, and the materials are not flammable. Together, the planned development is in the field of low-cost electrolytes. The ALG battery could be a real competitor for high power density capacitor-based energy storage systems. In addition, the 3H3C process could also be applied to other electrode materials to improve their electrochemical properties. A report on the research appears in the journal Science Advances, and that was written by Thomas Scherer and sourced to the Elector Web eZign. And a fast fact to finish, or Danish, where am I? It is the largest desert in the world. It holds 90% of the world's fresh water. There are no time zones, and it only has one ATM. Where am I? You guessed it, Antarctica. And you guessed it, that was sourced from the interweb. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle, Launceston. REST Wednesday afternoon group meets at noon, and then the Experimenters Night at 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, Hobart. And REST 23cm QSO Party following this Sunday's broadcast on 1296.1 FM, then moves to 1296.2 MHz JT65 in the Greater Hobart area. And events, NWTR and TVG, February the 3rd, 2018, AGM followed by bi-monthly meeting at the Lions Club facility, Showgrounds, Flora Street, West Ulverston. Wyson South, February the 9th and 10th, 2018, Endurance Ride, Dalmeny Park at Oatlands, the Southern Tasmanian Endurance Riders preparation of on Friday, and rides starting on Saturday. NTARC, February the 14th, 2018, Annual General Meeting, Wednesday the 14th of February in Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle, Launceston, from 19:30 hours. And REST, February the 18th, 2018, Annual General Meeting and BYO Barbecue, Queen's Domain Club Rooms, Hobart, from 11 a.m. And if you're interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your license, then we suggest you contact your local radio club for details and or look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods, and they can be found at www.res.net.au. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcasts. The newsreader VK7ZIR. Repeaters REST NTARC NWTR and TVG. 80 metres VK7 TPE. 40 metres VK7 JGD. 20 metres VK7 ALH. And 10 metres VK7 VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RTC in the south and VK7 RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 regional news broadcast for this week. You have been listening to, or have just missed, VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 regional news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to the VK7 Regional News and Broadcast Coordinator Justin, VK7TW, at vk7tw@wia.org.au. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Regional News Yahoo group. And the deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. And from the VK7 Regional News, it's good morning from Justin. VK7 Tangled Whiskers.